Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Last week in our study of Daniel chapter 4, we were talking about Nebuchadnezzar's second dream and the fear that it brought upon him. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I'm reminded, my brother and I, it's been well over 35 years ago now, we were at a place that was called the Black's House of Phantoms. And my brother was walking around with me inside there, and he was taking pictures of various displays. And I was in front of him. And we were just checking it out to maybe go back later with families or something. I don't know exactly what we were doing in there, but everywhere we'd go in that Black's House of Phantoms, he'd take a picture, two or three of them. And the first two or three places that we were in that house were pictures that he took, and then we went to a place in the house that we didn't know they were using live people. And while my brother was taking the picture, one of those things took off running towards him. Now, my brother at the time was about 6'3" and 260 pounds. Unfortunately, I was standing in front of him. I was standing in the place where he needed to run to get out of there. And he took me out. I mean, he just ran over me getting out of there. Now, only a moment of time was there. In other words, it was only a moment that this thing started running at him. But he was terrified enough that he took off running. I wasn't terrified. I was crushed. But that is the idea of afraid here. Only with Nebuchadnezzar, it's not for a moment. It's sticking with him. In Luke chapter 21, verse 26, we find that there's another day like that where it says men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Men having heart attack. Heart failure for fear. Well, that day's coming. But back in this day of Nebuchadnezzar, he was troubled by the dream. It was something God had to do to awaken him. So in verses 6 and 7 we read, therefore made I a decree to bring in all the wise men of Babylon before me, that they might make known unto me the interpretation of the dream. Then came in the magicians, the astrologers, the Chaldeans, and the soothsayers, and I told the dream before them. But they did not make known unto me the interpretation thereof. Now, it's interesting to me that all the wise men are brought in except Daniel. Now, maybe he knows that Daniel is also going to preach to him. I don't know that he doubts that Daniel knows what the dreams mean. I think he's afraid that Daniel's going to add preaching to it. So he brings in all the other wise men. And how typical. People run to a psychiatrist, a lawyer, or whoever they can when there's trouble, and they forget the King of Kings. Many times they want to go to the pastor and trust what he says more than what they would trust in the Bible. And my friend, it might be a good, fundamental, Bible-believing, King James Bible, sin-hating, God-loving preacher. But he does not take the place of God. He's not a pope. But see, Nebuchadnezzar runs to these others because he doesn't want to repent. He simply does not want to do things the Bible way. Isn't that the way that so many are today? They want to get out of that fundamental Bible preaching church, but they still want to be religious. They just don't want the truth. Well, Nebuchadnezzar is learning the folly of turning to Satan's emissaries for wisdom. He needs to learn that it's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man, as Psalms 118:8 says. And unfortunately, there's too many people that are taking their churches into the systems of men instead of into the Word of God. In chapter 2, verse 6, they said, "Show us the dream and we'll explain it to you." The worldly wise boast of their great wisdom, but they cannot understand or explain the things of God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, we read, "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." You see, the unsaved man cannot understand the things that God would have him to understand. All the unsaved man, the religious intellectual, can study and learn words and customs, and he can give you a general teaching of a passage, and yet not know the spiritual application, because he's spiritually discerned, even though he has great intellect. And in chapter 2, Nebuchadnezzar had called on these men, but back then he had told them, "Look, tell me what the dream is, and then I'll know you can tell me the interpretation." Well, that didn't happen. But now here it is 30 years later, and he calls them in again, but this time he tells them the dream. Obviously, he had called on them over the past 30 years, and probably they got a lot of things right. It doesn't say here that they didn't know. Rather, it says, "They did not make known unto me the interpretation thereof." Now, these people, the Chaldeans, had manuals. And in their manuals, it stated what various things that appear in dreams might signify. All they had to know was what was the nature of the dream. And then they would apply their rules. But they also knew that Nebuchadnezzar was a man of great temper. And so they just couldn't pull the wool over his eyes and say, "Well, it means this, mean that, and then hope it goes away." No, they realized that it would cost them their head if they're wrong. They know about Nebuchadnezzar's fits of temper and rage. And so they may have even known what the dream meant and just feared to give it. Now, the Bible doesn't say that, and I don't necessarily think they knew what it was, but it's possible. Especially if you know that this dream points to Jehovah God. As a matter of fact, the Chaldeans and the others, it may have gone against their own grain and religion had they known the interpretation to give it. Well, why is that? Well, sometimes it's hard to say, "I've been wrong all these years." You know, sometimes we get down on Catholics, we get down on charismatics, we get down on those that have been involved in the contemporary worship, the CCM and these other things, the 40 days of purpose and all that. And you say, "Why can't they understand this truth from God's Word?" Well, they're spiritually discerned, for one, and change is hard for them. And so we just need to keep praying that someday they'll see the light and turn to Christ. Now, whether they know the truth or not, Nebuchadnezzar simply does not get it from them. And my friend, you never get pure truth from any religion, even so-called Christian religions, that are friends of the world. In James chapter 4, verse 4, the Holy Spirit states it this way, "Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God?" In other words, it is totally opposed to God. What's it opposed to about God? Well, it's holiness, His standards, His righteousness. "Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God." So if you want to bring the world into your daily life, you want to bring it into your religion, just know that that is enmity with God and makes you an enemy of God, even though you may be saved. And yes, those things, those people may get part of the truth. They may get a lot of the truth, but it will not be pure truth. And that leads us to verses 8 and 9 here of Daniel chapter 4. But at the last, Daniel came in before me, whose name was Belteshazzar, according to the name of my God, and in whom is the spirit of the holy gods. And before him I told the dream, saying, O Belteshazzar, master of the magicians, because I know that the spirit of the holy gods is in thee, and no secret troubleth thee, tell me the visions of my dream that I have seen, and the interpretation thereof. Well, after the others cannot do anything for Nebuchadnezzar, Daniel comes in. The best the world had to offer Nebuchadnezzar failed the need of his heart. The contemporary worship, religion, wisdom, knowledge, Christian psychology would not meet the need of his heart. And so he says, Daniel came in. He uses the name Daniel as he's reciting this narrative of what had taken place because he is now saved. And he adds, whose name was Belteshazzar. I like that, was Belteshazzar. Because now he knows Daniel by the right name. And he says his name was Belteshazzar according to the name of my God. That was the name that he gave to Daniel when he was unsaved. And in his unsaved state, that's the name he gave to him. Now, I can remember back when I was a teenager, there was a young man, a boxer, a very good boxer, by the name of Cassius Clay. Cassius Clay converted to the Muslim religion and changed his name to Muhammad Ali, that he might be associated with his God. Now, I think it's good to name your children names that are Bible names that honor our God. For example, my first name is John. The name John means loved of God. And boy, isn't that something you'd want to for your child? I want my child loved of God. So John is a good name. And there are other names throughout the Bible that give testimony unto God. The name Joshua means Jehovah saves. And why not give our children godly biblical names instead of these names that just sound good to us? They sound so contemporary. No, let's not let the Muslims and the other religions of the world outdo us in this thing. Let's honor our God as much, at least, as they honor their gods. Now, we ought to be honoring our God much more, since our God is the only and true God. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all. that are in Christ Jesus.